ninth parak of Shviyas, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is discussing the halacha of Tzvichim. Tzvichim means that any annual vegetable, something that's planted on a yearly basis, even if it grew by itself in Shviyas, we will see in the course of the Mishnah, but the general idea is it's Osir. Why is it Osir? Because Chazal was Goyzer that even if it planted it, even if it grew by itself, it's also because the concerned people are going to plant it themselves. So it's just out of the whole thing. Basically comes out of that, that the only type of fruit of Shviyas that grew on Shviyas, which is permitted to be eaten, are the fruits of a tree. But the vegetables and the like would be also. Now we'll see the certain exceptions to the rule. Hapegam v'hayabuzin hashoitin v'chalag loigis. Different types of wild cabbages and other types of vegetables, leafy vegetables that are grown in the wild that are not generally planted. Kuzba shebaharim. This other plant that grows in the mountains. Tapa shebaharis. Type of celery that grows near the riverbanks. Pagaga shebaharim. And another type of plant that grows in the desert type of areas. All these are paturim and a maestras, because halacha is that something that is hefker is paturim and a maestras. So these we assume are from the hefker, because people wouldn't plant these things. You know, kach mikolodim b'shviyas, and could also buy from everybody on shviyas, because we could assume it wasn't planted. And not only that, shame kiyotu b'yinishma, since people don't plant it and watch over it. And the bigger chiddush is that even though we said before they made a gzeira on all vegetables that grow on shviyas, that's also these ones, since by nature they are never planted or kemat never planted and cultivated by people, they're from the hefker, they did not make a gzeira of tzvichim, and these, and even if we knew they grew on Shemitah, it would be permitted. And the Yehuda Oimer, tzvicha chavim butom shelo nechidu alei mazgar zeir. He says, a mustard plant, also that grew on Shemitah, is also permitted, because also we're not kosher that people would plant this on Shemitah. And we do not paskin like him in this, because people do plant this. So he felt it wasn't such a kosher thing, and therefore we're not kosher, they're gonna go out the over and not there on the street. We don't paskin Rav Shimon Oimer. God Svich and Mutarim Khutmi Svich Kruv, Shen Kyoto the Yakov Asod. He says the Rav Shimon is very lenient. He says all the Svich are mutar, except for this kruv type of cabbage that does not grow, a specific type of cabbage, does not grow in the wild at all, and therefore we know for sure that people grew it. Which is the way we paskin, they're all tzvichim asurim, except for the list we had in the beginning of the mission, which are things that are grown in the wild and are not cultivated by people.